Connecticut resident and former Marine Ghulaid Ishmael served in Fallujah, Iraq in 2005 when he was 27 years old. Ishmael enlisted after 9/11 and says he sees serving in the military as his patriotic duty.
I didn't want to just enjoy the liberties and not say that I had a helping hand, you know, with regards to that. So now I'm actually feel like I'm fulfilling a debt.
Ishmael supports the Iran deal. Army veteran Giselle Jacobs, also from Connecticut, agrees. She served in Germany in 1984 when she was 20 years old.
I support it, as having served in the United States military, being a veteran of the United States military, and still respecting the oath that I took.
A national nonprofit group called Veterans Against the Deal began running an ad in August. It featured Sergeant Robert Bartlett, who also served in Iraq. He urges politicians to shoot down the deal.
I was blown up by an Iranian bomb. It cut me in half from the left corner of my temple down through my jaw. It took my gunner's legs off. Every politician who's involved in this will be held accountable. They will have blood on their hands.
Former Senator Joseph Lieberman is chairman of the group called United Against Nuclear Iran. He's called the deal the most consequential agreement in history. Under the agreement, Iran agrees to put limits on its nuclear programs in exchange for the lifting of broad economic sanctions. All of Connecticut's congressional delegation have announced their support for the deal. Congressman John Larson says, although there's skepticism out there, the time for negotiation is now more than ever.
Is it a better course to pursue diplomatic relationships in conjunction with the entire world or to go it alone? I think the tragedy of the Iraq war is that after September 11th, we had the entire world with us with our efforts to go after Osama bin Laden and to go into Afghanistan. We did not in Iraq.
And for former Marine Ghulaid Ishmael, he says no matter what the vote is, deal or no deal, he'll do his job.
If you're going to do something for this country, you're going to make it better, you know, then that's one thing. So that's why I signed up and I was ready.
And Ishmael says to him, that's what being an American is all about. For the CPBN Media Lab, I'm Bridget Prince.